Hi there, welcome to Clan Chat, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and this is the Matt Keith Special. I'm Craig Anderson, and it's been a busy week at Clan Towers as we get ready for the return of one of the club's best ever players, as he is inducted onto the Wall of Fame for this Saturday's game against the Dundee Stars. We'll hear from the man himself, who I caught up with earlier in the week before he made the journey back to Glasgow, as he looked back on his 3 years with the club. We'll also look ahead to another big doubleheader, and it seems the latest one is bigger than the last when Clan take on Dundee Stars on Saturday and Sunday in the latest phase of Operation Playoffs. For that, I enlisted Felix Antoine Poulin to talk about his old club. And we'll look back at the weekend just past as Brayhead and Fife Flyers shared the points over the weekend in the two games. And assistant coach Richard Hartman gives us the view from the bench on that one. And that is this week's Clan Chat. We'll start, as we always do, by looking back at the two games with Fife Flyers last weekend that saw Brayhead finally beat Todd Duthiam's men for the first time in six attempts, the first time this season, and the first time under John Tripp in competitive games. The Flyers came to Glasgow on Saturday, fourth in the table and looking to get themselves back into third, after having ended a four-game losing run the week before with a 3-2 win over Nottingham Panthers. It was a goalless first period, but there were plenty of chances at both ends as goalies Andy Isles and Ryan Nye were tested, but the deadlock was broken as Christopher Bjorklund opened the scoring for the Clan to the delight of the home fans, but that was soon cancelled out as Carlo Finucci struck on the power play to make it one apiece after two periods. Flyers took the lead early in the third with an unassisted Danick Gauthier goal, with Clan fans perhaps fearing the worst that winless run over their Kirkcaldy rivals looked to be extended. But Tripp's men turned it around as Adam Brace equalised a minute later, and Felix Poulin sealing the win with a backhanded shot that beat Isles, leaving Brayhead to defend the lead, and did so successfully. You could sense the relief and lift in confidence post-game, and you wondered if they could do the same again when the fixture went to Kirkcaldy a day later. Sadly, it wasn't to be, as the Flyers returned to winning ways with a 5-2 victory. It looked good for Brayhead after the first 20 minutes as Shane Stockton's opener was turned over by two from Ryan Patulny, and Clan were 2-1 to the good. However, Flyers got themselves back level with Stockton second before Carlo Finucci fired them in front with 5 minutes to go of the second period. He followed that up with another two to clinch victory for Duthiam's side, making it four goals from Finucci over the Clan over the course of the doubleheader. Assistant coach Richard Hartman reflected on the weekend and was positive about what he saw from the two games.
Well, I think there was a great two games. The first one was fantastic. You know, we played really well. We played with intensity. We did everything what we said in the dressing room, and the guys was fighting for each other, and there was a great result, I think. On the Saturday, Sunday as well, we played a little bit tired. We on the end, we lost a lot of power, and I think that was the major things why we didn't win, because we ran out of the gas.
When you look back on Saturday's game, the 3-2 win, how big a result was that for the Clan, given that Fife have had Clan's number all season?
Oh, definitely, that was a great win. It was a great atmosphere, the fans was fantastic, and it was a great support, and we see how the guys can fight. They fight for the result, and again, like I said, they fight for each other. They support each other very well, and I think that was a great game to watch as well, and we have a lot of opportunities, and that was a fantastic win, and it's a great confidence win.
And of course, there were big Gardner Conference games in terms of the fact Brayhead and Fife are fighting for that. Dundee as well have put themselves in the picture as well. We'll get to Dundee a little bit later, but those Fife games at the moment, everyone gets more and more important.
Oh, definitely. You know, and especially when you go on in the Fife, because you play no more. It's a new rivalry right now. So the fans are pumped for that. We know this is a great game for playing. You know, and it was great. I think the both games was great. Only like I'm saying, on Sunday we will be a little bit run out of the gas because we short benched right now. So you know, but we had the opportunities. We was going 2-1 and then after first, and we had our opportunities after 2-2, the wide open end. We didn't score, and after that, I think the Fife, just because we ran out of the gas, it just took over the game. But I can only say the positive, because the guys was battling right till the end.
Looking ahead to the Sunday game, having just beat Fife on the Saturday, did you sense that there was a new confidence in the team going to Fife, that they could actually go there and get the result?
Well, yeah, the guys was feeling great. I think, you know, we always pumped. We always looking forward to play that game. And again, we was winning 2-1 after the first one, and then, but you know, the We didn't play, I think, that well like we played on the Saturday. But again, I think we was a little bit tired. We looked a little bit tired. But the guys was fighting. They was fighting for the bottle. And then again, you know, only what I can say, we had the opportunities. We could manage. We could equalize then. And then fight for the point, but we did not, and that was the difference.
You talk about the tiredness of the guys on Sunday. Will that be helped when the likes of Tyler Shattuck, Tyler Schofield return from injury and help boost those numbers again?
Yeah, definitely. We short benched. We had the three lines, and like I was saying, our penalty kill, it doesn't work that well, and they scored a power play goal again, and that's given them a little bit the kick. And you know, as soon as you get the five is going one goal ahead of you, you know, especially at home, they are very strong, a very confident team, and it was hard to stop that pressure. But the guys, like I said, I can only say the positives, because the guys was battling, but on our bad day, we didn't manage to get any points from five.
And just briefly, Clan go to Dundee on Sunday, Dundee come to Brayhead on Saturday, so another doubleheader weekend. How is the mood in the camp this week? How's practice been with the guys so far this week?
Well, we had 2 days, basically 2 days off. On Monday and Tuesday, we give the guys off. They had just a quick gym to get the legs moving. And we are back on Wednesday, and we will get the best prepared what we can on Dundee. We know how important points these two games will be, so we'll get the guys prepared, and hopefully we will get the 4 point weekend.
And that was Clan assistant coach Richard Hartman looking back on the two games with Fife Flyers. For the third weekend in a row, Brayhead will play the same opposition two nights in a row, and this time it's bigger than the previous weeks against Manchester Storm and Fife Flyers. Dundee Stars are the next team up for the Clan, and they're right behind John Tripp's men in not only the race for the playoffs, but in the contest for the Gardner Conference as well. Omar Pasha's side have had a phenomenal start to 2018, and their recent run of 9 wins in 11 have given them real hope they can get themselves back to the playoffs, bearing in mind they beat Brayhead over two legs to get to the Final Four in Nottingham last season. In that run, they beat Brayhead twice in three meetings, all of which have been in Dundee, and whoever gets the points can claim a massive advantage going into the final few weeks of the season. On Sunday, they suffered only the second of those two losses they've had since the turn of the year when they went down 3-0 to Nottingham Panthers, but full focus will be on this weekend and what the longer-term benefits could be. Felix Poulin played for the Stars last year, helping them to the playoff finals at Brayhead's expense last year, and although there has been a lot of changes since he left the club last summer with the coach and the playing staff, he knows all about the venue and the fans. He returned there for the first time in the recent 4-1 loss on Tayside since signing for the Clan, so I wanted to know how much he enjoyed going back to a venue where he had so many good memories last season.
It was good. It was a little bit strange to be on the other bench, on the other side. But it was, it was good. After the game, I saw some fans that, you know, I was really close with, and that were actually really nice to my mom and my family when they came over last year to see me. So they were really nice to me and to them. So it was great to see them. Great to see some of the guys from last year too. Just chat and catch up. So like you said, it's not the result we wanted, but it was good to be back.
Now we'll look ahead to the doubleheader with Dundee in just a minute. But I wanted to ask you about how much you're enjoying life in Brayhead so far. You've been at the club a few weeks. You're kind of settled into the team now. How are you enjoying life in Glasgow?
I like it. I really like it. I think last week I went to visit Glasgow, visit the city for the first time, and it was great. It was amazing. People are so friendly. I love it. It's really, really chill and easygoing. And then Glasgow is beautiful. Nice restaurants. It's great. And I like the team. You know, we get really, really well treated, and I appreciate what the club has done for me so far. So, I really enjoy it.
Now, on to Dundee. As we were saying just before we started recording, it's a very different team to the one you left behind at the end of last season. But how different are they in terms of what they bring on the ice?
Well, I don't know. Like, I... from like the game we played against them, you can like they were short a couple players, which was the case for us last year as well. But I just you know they play together, they play for each other, and I think that that's what makes them like pretty successful lately. I think it's something that's really important for any team, and I mean especially in this league, if you want to have success, you got to play for each other. And they're fast, they're pretty skilled, they got good guys, their goaltending is pretty solid. But yeah, I don't know, I just feel like they play for each other, and that's I think that's big part of the success. And for last year for us, I want to say that's a lot of it was a big mix of everything, like the guys on the team. Obviously, our goalie Joe Fallon was made a big difference for us. The coach Mark was, I think he did a really good job with the group of guys he had, because we were not always easy, not always the easiest to manage. But no, I don't know. Last year was just a great mix of everything, of leadership. And yeah, I think this year they like I said, they played for each other, and that's why they're having success.
They were on a run of five successive wins before they lost to Nottingham on Sunday. I think that run now is 9 wins out of 11, which is a pretty good run, all things considered. But are you hopeful that the defeat on Sunday is maybe taking the wind out of their sails a little bit when they come to Brayhead on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it's gonna be a big weekend, I think, like for us and for them. It's really like 4 points are for grab there, and we're battling for against them for a playoff spot. So I don't know. I think I just, well, me and then obviously the team and the coaching staff, we just want to focus on this week, having a good week of practice and getting ready for the weekend. And I think it'll be really exciting. It'll be good for the fans. And it's game of hockey can change so quickly. Even if you win so many games before, it's or you lose so many games before, I think that especially in this league, it pretty much anybody can be anybody. So yeah, I'm just really looking forward for the puck to drop on Saturday, and then like I said, there'll be a big weekend, and it's as a player, it's really exciting. That's why we play the game, right? That's why we play hockey, to make a difference and to win in games that have a big that are so important for a season.
Now, being mindful of the fact there is still lots of hockey to be played, as cliched as that sounds, you've got Dundee right behind you in terms of the overall league position as well as the conference position. So are we in the realm of talking about the biggest games of the season, or is that a little bit premature?
I mean, I don't know if it's the biggest weekend or biggest games of the season, but they're definitely, they like I said, they mean something, for the playoffs. I think right now they're a point behind us, and they have like 3 games in hand, or 2 games, I'm not sure. But like it's no, it's a huge weekend for us. And I think it'll be good to start first period on Saturday will be I think will be key for us to have success over the weekend. But no, definitely we have to win those games. But we'll start with Saturday.
Now, I get the feeling I don't see all the games. I see the home games, obviously, because I'm there commentating on them. I don't see a lot of the away games. But from what I understand, overall performances have improved throughout the team, on the ice, that there's a lot more cohesion among the team as well. But results maybe not following that same pattern. They still remain inconsistent results-wise. Is there a feeling in the dressing room that things are maybe starting to click at the right time?
I think so. I think our win in Manchester, you know, when we scored that, I think it was the fourth goal, was Lapine who scored that goal. It was it was a great feeling. It was like we were battling for that game, and then we realized that we had like a really, really good chance to win it, and we were like right in there. And then I think that, you know, just this past weekend, when we played Fife, who, you know, obviously they have a great hockey team. They work hard, they're fast. And I think the fact that we won against them was big for us. Now I feel like we just have to find some, consistency and, play as a group, play all together as a team for 60 minutes. For games, and then I think we'll have a good chance to get that chemistry and get that playoff run going.
That was Felix Poulin looking ahead to the weekend games with Dundee Stars. Saturday's game at Brayhead Arena is a 7 p.m. face-off, and tickets are available for the game by visiting brayheadclan.com. It's the latest phase of Operation Playoff, so make sure you get your tickets for what will be a huge game on Saturday. And if you're going to the game on Sunday, please bear in mind Dundee's face-off is at 5 p.m. It's a change to the usual time, so please be mindful of that if you're thinking of going along. Anyway, it's episode 8 of Clan Chat, and it's only right we hear from everybody's favourite number 8, and the man who'll be at the centre of attention on Saturday night when Dundee visit, and it's former Clan captain Matt Keith back in the country this weekend to receive the adulation of the Purple Army for one of the club's most popular servants. Yes, even more popular than Jerry McLaughlin. Matt joined the club in the summer of 2014 from Austrian side EC Salzburg and almost led the club to an historic first ever Elite League title in 2015, missing out by a point to the Sheffield Steelers. That second place allowed the club to qualify for the Champions Hockey League in memorable adventures, taking on Swedish side Växjö Lakers and Ingolstadt of Germany, one of Matt's former clubs. He was a huge part of Ryan Finnerty's time in Glasgow and a player that commanded a lot of respect from everyone he played with and against. He announced his retirement last April, ending a 14-year professional career that saw him make almost 30 appearances in the NHL for Chicago Blackhawks and New York Islanders, among other clubs along the way. By his own confession, he arrived in Brayhead as a self-confessed Fife Flyers fan because of relatives in Kirkcaldy, and how can anyone forget the tweet he sent after his first season in Glasgow showing a photograph of his Flyers scarf in the bin. Matt made 189 appearances for the club, scored 63 goals and 110 assists. That's 173 points in totals across all competitions, including the Champions Hockey League. And ahead of an occasion that will see the crowd once more chant his name, he talked about how excited he was to be returning to the city and the club.
Yeah, really excited. Obviously, we're excited to get back there, and I know, I guess first and foremost, it's quite the honor. So, you know, I was excited when Gareth had called, and I was happy that we were able to work something out as far as dates go, but definitely looking forward to get back and see a lot of the people within the team and around the arena and people you typically see from week to week. While we were there, but also some really important people that we made good friendships with, even away from the rink, that we'll be able to see once we get back there.
You spent 3 years with the club working under Ryan Finnerty. There was some highs and some lows, obviously, in that time as well. But when you think back to when you first agreed to come, what was it that made you choose Brayhead? There was the family connection, of course.
Yeah, I think, you know, the family. Obviously, we've talked about it a lot. Just It started out as a family thing, and I always said to myself at the end of my career, I wanted to go play in Britain, to be closer to family and kind of where my parents are from. That's kind of how it started out. And then obviously, you know, signed a 2-year deal and thought that was going to kind of be it. And then once Lola was born, the end of that season obviously went pretty well. And we had made the decision at that time, you know, to go back to Brayhead again for one more year. And at that point, I think, yeah, obviously family, it was still really nice to have family close. But at that point, too, I think that knowing going back for one more year that you're kind of going to a comfortable place. And we were treated very, very well there. a lot of familiarity with being there, the people around the team. And I think that made a huge difference for both Chelsea and I, and especially with having Lola as well, that you know, to be going back to somewhere you knew and you were so comfortable in was a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I touched upon the fact there's highs and lows in your time at Brayhead. One high was obviously the experience of playing in the Champions Hockey League. Going back to Ingolstadt, for example, a place you once played as well. How special was that particular moment in time? I'm talking about the CHL compared to the rest.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think if you even go back to the year before, I remember we were in Fife, and I'll never forget that one picture. Somebody posted it somewhere. It was of Finner on the bench in Fife after we clinched that game to confirm our spot in the Champions League. And I think that was just a huge thing. And obviously, you know, at the end of that season that obviously there's going to be players that weren't going to be back for the next year to the Champions League. And obviously they were going to try and go out and probably bring in some more players and probably put a little bit more into the budget, I suppose. So you knew some of those guys that helped us get there weren't going to be back. But at the same time, you were doing it for, you know, the crest that was on the front of the jersey and what it meant to the players, what it meant to the team, what it meant to the, you know, the supporters and the fans. And I think that was just a huge thing. And then, yeah, of course, having the opportunity to go back and play in Ingolstadt was fun, just again, to see familiar faces and go back and play in a rink that I knew so well. Yeah, it was. I mean, there's definitely, that was certainly one of the highs while we were there.
Clan finished second in your first season, Champions Hockey League, we've just talked about. One thing you weren't able to do was be part of a team that played in the playoff finals weekend. Is that a regret that you couldn't make that final step?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I would say that obviously you hear about how fun it is and how great it is to be down there. Obviously, it's really disappointing, especially, you know, being that I was the captain and you, you're the guy that kind of has to not necessarily face the music, but that has to kind of answer for it a little bit as to, you know, as far from the player's point of view or perspective. Yeah, it was certainly disappointing. You know, obviously it wasn't from a lack of effort. We all tried and it just so happened that we just couldn't get over that hump. But I would say the more disappointing thing was losing the league the first year. That would have made a huge difference. That was obviously took a lot of wind out of our sails it was just obviously really disappointing the way it was, but you know, there's not much you can do now. Just kind of have to take the good away from it and go from there.
I want to ask about your relationship with Ryan Finnerty. You worked very closely in your 3 years with the clan. He played a big part in you coming in the first place. How big a friendship did you develop over time?
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, with Finner, I talked to him a couple of years prior, and I'd spoken to Gareth a couple of years prior as well. You know, I know that, you know, with Finner, the first season, you know, everything was just kind of easy. It was easy around the team. It was easy because we I guess, overachieved on expectations of what people thought we could be. And the next season, I think it was a little bit tougher from a team standpoint. You know, just as far as we had such great high expectations from the year before. And so then going into the season, obviously it didn't quite go as well as we wanted. And then last year, of course, it was really disappointing the way that things went and certainly the way that things ended. But with Finner, we had a really good relationship and, you know, partly, you know, we had to have a good relationship. We had to have, it had to work because for a lot of it, I know Richard Hartman was around a lot and he was a great, you know, a great asset to the team. But with Finner, he was hands-on and he wasn't just the coach. You know, he had his hand in a lot of things and he was doing a lot of things behind the scenes that a lot of people didn't know. You know, so I felt like I had to be, for a lot of it, I had to be that guy that was there to, you know, reinforce what Finner was saying you know, because he was the head coach and we had a couple assistant coaches, obviously player assistants, but for me to be kind of a go-between and that didn't mean obviously always agreeing with Finner and I mean, he'd be the first to tell you there. We did have a couple times where we did, you know, disagree and there were a few heated conversations along the way, but that's natural between, I think, a coach and and you know, his captain. And I think as far as Finner, there was always that respect and you know, the things that he did for that organization when he was there, you know, obviously speak for themselves. And it was easy for me to jump on board with what he was trying to do. And it was always trying to talk to guys about new players, talk, get information on guys. And, you know, the summers, it was relentless with Finner, and even Gareth, relentless with talking about players and talking about who could come in and seeing if you knew of this guy or what you thought about this guy. And it was just pouring everything they had into that team. And you know, with, for Finner and I's relationship, obviously we got on really well and agreed on a lot of things.
When you were growing up, you obviously had family in Fife. You still do. You admitted to being a Fife Flyers fan when you were a boy. We all remember that tweet you put out, the Fife Flyers scarf in the bin after one particular season. How much did you enjoy the rivalry with the Fife Flyers? Did it resonate with you quite a lot, the sort of meaning of the games as time went on?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, you could go up to Fife and there'd always be a few people in and around the penalty box or up and around the tunnel that I would hear the odd thing saying something. And I know it was, you know, it was obviously all in good fun to a certain degree. And they're very passionate. And I know that they're having a really good season this year. So, you know, it's good to see that the rivalry. Obviously, it was good to see that Bray had won last night. And then obviously, you just told me they didn't win tonight. But you know, it's a pretty cool environment going up into that building. And I guess you could say, yeah, I was a fan of Fife until the first time I stepped into that rink. And it can get pretty heated. And you know, over the 3 years, obviously, I don't know how many games, probably 15, 20 games that we played up there. Some of the craziest stuff, and even down, you know, in Brayhead, just the rivalry with the players, and there was obviously a respect between the players, and you know, it was an awesome environment to be in.
You mentioned earlier about the fact that your 3 years in Brayhead, the way you spoke of it was your initial 2 years, and then the extra year, I think, was more or less the way you put it. When you signed on for that last year, had you decided in your head that was going to be your last year?
Yeah, we knew. We knew really early, and it was something that I would never. Like, there's guys obviously on the team that knew, you know. But I think the biggest thing for us, you know, as a family, was there came a point where I just really needed to. I started to do things to set myself up for life after hockey, and for us coming home after hockey, and just as far as. You know, obviously you have to find a job and you have to, you know, I'm trying to get on with fire departments. It's a very long process, but to do that, you can't be over in Europe and you know, hoping to get on. It's a very, very tough process. And you know, you have to do things to set yourself up. Just like everybody in life, you have to do things to you know, worry about your future. And you know, we had kind of known that, yeah, that was going to be it. And, you know, would have never let it on or acted that way, just because it's not. I don't believe it would have been fair to to the organization, to the team, to, you know, just I wanted to go and you never, obviously things change too, and you never ever know, but no, we'd kind of prepared for it and kind of knew that obviously it was coming to an end, but you know, it's unfortunate that the way it ended last season, you know, losing to Dundee the way we did, but. It was a pretty tough night, but I think that overall, look back on not only those 3 years, but the 14 years I had professionally, I've had a lot of time to reflect and pretty proud of it.
Well, as we look ahead, you're coming next Saturday, the game against the Dundee Stars. What's it going to be like being on the ice and hearing that chant one more time?
it'll be pretty flattering, I think. You know, I guess one of the things you know I've kind of noticed is that it's little things like that you kind of remember, and you know, you kind of like forget about the odd time, but like to have, you know, that feeling of you know, going to do the puck drop, and it just so happened because I was the captain that I was the one who went to do it every night. But it's you can look back on it fondly to have that many people chanting your name, and you know, it creates a really good atmosphere I felt for myself anyways, it would give me goosebumps every single time, and I would get you fired up to play, and obviously not every time did I maybe come out playing like it, but no, it was certainly such a good feeling. I'm looking forward to hearing it one more time when we're back.
I mean, you begin on the ice in completely different circumstances. Is there any nerves, maybe, or is it a bit too early to think that way? Is that maybe
No.
something that will come in maybe once you've arrived in Glasgow?
Yeah, no, I don't think. I mean, I'm assuming it'll be the same as how it has been in the past, and it's just walking out 5 feet onto a little carpet. There's people that do it all the time. Just have to get out there and maybe I'll drop a puck. I'm not too sure, but no, it'll be really fun. It'll be great to see everybody. And that's the thing too, is getting quite a lot of messages from a lot of the supporters and people in the OSC and just people around the rink in general. That'll be really nice to see everybody and get back there.
And finally, I think I asked you this when we did the interview on your retirement, but I'll ask you again, what was your favourite memory playing for Braehead Clan or anything about the Purple Army in particular?
You know what, I gotta say, it's probably that first year, that whole run from, Christmas on, the whole run from us trying to win the league was just such a, it was such a battle every single night. We're in first, we're in second, we're in first, we're down to third. It was just a battle every single night. It was so competitive. We had such a good group of guys, and actually every year we had a really good group of guys and really close-knit teams, but that first season was awesome. And like I mentioned earlier here when we were chatting, that it just seemed like that season nothing could go wrong. And there was, as far as any issues off the ice or anything like that, there was none of that, and it was just so, so good to be a part of. And of course that led us into the Champions League the next year. So yeah, I would say that first season, and then obviously Champions League was huge. And then yeah, obviously having our daughter born there and going to Belfast the next night and being able to score was obviously personally was a big moment for me.
So, what have you been up to since last April then, since you hung up the skates? What are you doing with yourself nowadays?
Well, it's pretty busy. Like I said, we're trying to get on the fire department, and there's obviously you just have to wait for the openings. The application process is to open, and it can be a 7, 8, 9 month process. So you got to stick with it, and you have to be able to take rejection. It's super competitive. They get over 1,000 applicants every hiring for each different city, and so sticking with that, and then got a job actually with a guy that I used to play with for a beer company here who. So doing like deliveries and driving the truck, doing deliveries to downtown Vancouver and doing that, and then doing a ton of coaching and stuff on the side. So it's been super busy, but you gotta obviously need a job for income and to be able to support a family. But really enjoying doing the hockey stuff and on the side, and being able to stay involved and yeah, just keep at it, keep my head down and keep applying and trying to get on to the fire department.
That was Matt Keith, Clan's captain between 2014 and 2017. Always good to hear from him. And as I say, he's back in town this Saturday, where he'll join Bruce Richardson, Jade Galbraith, Drew Miller, Ed McGrain, Kyle Jones and Jamie Fritch on the Wall of Fame. That's your lot for Clan Chat this week. Don't forget to pick up your tickets for Saturday's latest Operation Playoffs phase against the Dundee Stars. Face-off is 7 p.m, so check out BrayheadClan.com, and hopefully you'll be part of what will be a truly memorable night for club legend Matt Keith. For other news around the club, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brayhead Clan. I want to extend my thanks to Richard Hartman, Felix Poulin and Matt Keith for their time this week, and my thanks also to you for listening and downloading. You've been listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. That's all for this edition. It's back to Operation Playoffs, another two phases coming up this weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.